Hello, I'm Daryl Root. Welcome to News Folder 19, the podcast for the politically independent and or moderate. This is episode number 144. News story number 144, point one. Two tribal nations are accusing social media companies such as Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, YouTube, and others of contributing to the disproportionately high rates of suicide among Native American youth. Virtually all U.S. teenagers use social media, and some do so constantly, according to the Pew Research Center. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Be a parent. Your children do not need smartphones any more than they need the latest pair of $200 sneakers. Social media is not to blame. Parents are. Quit failing is one. Need proof? Listen carefully to the next sentence. Quote, Native youth are particularly vulnerable to these companies' addictive, profit-driven design choices given historic teen suicide rates and mental health issues across Indian country, unquote, according to chairperson Lana Jackson Street of the Spirit Lake Tribe in North Dakota. Did you hear that? Historic. Teen suicide among Native population has always been high. According to the Suicide Prevention Resource Center in 2011, 13 years ago, 16% of young Native Americans reported attempting suicide at least once. I repeat, 2011. Facebook was still in its infancy, and Snapchat and TikTok were unheard of at the time. Quote, enough is enough. Endless scrolling is rewriting our teenagers' brains, unquote, added Gina Kakak, chairwoman of the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin. Quote, we are demanding these social media corporations take responsibility for intentionally creating dangerous features that ramp up the compulsive use of social media by the youth on our reservation, unquote. Or you could just not give them a phone to use. If someone is taking off their fingers one by one with an axe, you don't let them keep the axe, you take it away. A growing number of similar lawsuits are being pursued by U.S. school districts, states, cities, and others claiming social media exploitation of children and adolescents due to features that keep them constantly checking their accounts. So what? Be a parent. To all the school districts, ban phones in the classroom. Apparently, school districts are being run by idiots with no common sense, if they allow them in the classroom. According to the 2020 U.S. Census, 87% of people who identify as Native American don't live on a reservation, and social media can help them connect with tradition, culture, and other tribal communities. However, they also might experience discrimination online. Then teach them something I told my daughter before smartphones were even invented and existed. Block the haters out of your life. Have nothing to do with them. Social media is a tool. Like the axe or any other tool, if you can't handle it safely, put it down and walk away. Let's get to news story 144.2. Senator Tim Kaine, a leading foreign policy voice in the Democratic Party, said Joe Biden now understands that Benjamin Netanyahu played him during the early months of the war in Gaza. You think? Kaine has repeatedly reiterated his backing for Israel's right to defend itself against Hamas. However, he has joined other Democrats in expressing growing consternation over an excessive military response that has killed more than 33,000 Palestinians, spurring a looming famine. Biden embraced Netanyahu early in the conflict, despite Israel continuing to rain bombs on Gaza, causing mass displacement, threats of famine and disease, And last week, the deaths of 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers. Protesters have condemned Biden for miscalculating the extent of his influence over Netanyahu. You think? Last year, prior to the conflict, I did at least 2 stories on Israel's violation of rights towards Palestinians. Maybe President Alzheimer's should have been listening. Kane, who may finally be awake to the real world, is direct in his criticism of Israel's leadership. Quote, Benjamin Netanyahu, in my view, has made Israel dramatically less safe during his long tenure as prime minister. Unquote. You think? Maybe if Hitler Yahoo quit trying to conquer Palestinian lands against international law, things would be better for everyone. The senator who last December raised concerns over the Biden administration's decision to transfer weapons to Israel without congressional oversight added, quote, I think President Biden has turned the corner and realized he's not going to be able, through the force of the relationship, to convince Benjamin Netanyahu to be anything other than who he is, unquote. Say it with me. You think? In a 30-minute phone call last week, Biden supposedly issued a stark warning to Netanyahu that future support depends on steps to protect civilians and aid workers. Kane stated, quote, they turned water back on in northern Gaza. They're allowing bakeries to operate again. They announced they're pulling troops back in southern Gaza. Blah, blah, blah. Because I think he finally heard in Joe Biden's voice, yeah, I'm a friend, but you played me, and I know you played me. That ain't going to happen anymore, unquote. And had I been president, this would have ended once the death toll in Palestine hit about 4,000. Had it not, I would have ordered the bombing of Israeli military installations. Let them feel what it's like not to be able to defend themselves. News story number 144.3. The Consumer Price Index climbed 3.5% in March from a year earlier and is up from 3.2% in February, higher than most economists anticipated. So, if you are hoping for interest rates to drop anytime soon, keep on waiting. I predict another half year at least of, nope, not this month. Joe Biden acknowledged that prices are still too high for housing and groceries, calling on corporations to use record profits to reduce prices. Excuse me, Mr. Alzheimer's, but grocery prices are flattening, and as far as rent goes, perhaps if you stop the wave of illegal immigrants into this country who require living quarters that aren't being built fast enough, rents would level off as well. An easy explanation for record profits while prices remain elevated is that corporations have enough monopoly power to keep prices high. Have I not mentioned on this podcast many times, it's time to enforce monopoly laws and to quit allowing all the mergers that create near monopolies. The top 5 companies in any industry should not be allowed to control 70%, 80% of that industry. Quit making new laws when you won't enforce the ones we already have. As for grocery stores, Kroger operates 2,750 stores in 35 states, controlling 19 grocery chains. Albertsons operates 2,273 stores in 34 states, controlling 15 grocery chains. Just 4 companies now control the processing of 80% of beef, 70% of pork, and 60% of poultry. So, of course, it's easy for them to coordinate prices. Amazingly, I'll give kudos to the Biden administration for attempting to enforce antitrust more aggressively than many previous administrations. To his credit, the administration has sued to block the merger of Kroger and Albertsons, the two aforementioned grocery giants. The Biden administration is also suing Amazon for using its dominance to artificially jack up prices. However, I disagree with this one. Food is a necessity. Most of what is available on Amazon is not. I buy nothing from Amazon as there are plenty of other alternatives, albeit less convenient. The Biden administration is doing the same with Apple, but again, Apple is not a necessity. I own zero Apple products as there are alternatives. Given how concentrated American industry has become, there is still a long way to go. Big corporations must not be allowed to use their power to gouge customers, and I will agree, but only to the point that it involves products and services that are necessities. It should not involve discretionary spending. For those of you listening to the all-in-one episode, I'll be back shortly.
Only 15% of podcasters will ever earn a single penny in profit. Yet more continue to record for one reason. They enjoy informing and entertaining. If you'd like to support this show, visit newsfolder19.com and click on the Buy Me a Coffee or merchandise links. All donations are greatly appreciated. Now, back to the show.
Hello, welcome back to News Folder 19. Please consider supporting the sponsor at CampRidger.net. That's CampRidger, RIDGER.net. They make great spices, four different blends. All of them are salt-free, so you can salt to your own taste. And they come in one-cup servings for about $7 a piece when you buy four or more. Also, my usual shout-outs to Danheim, the provider of the music for the show, and also to Susan Kennedy, who does the voiceovers. News story number 144.4. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is reportedly investigating several cases of Botox-related illnesses and will warn doctors across the United States about fake Botox injections after several people have been hospitalized. Since doctors give the injections, they probably should know already. It's the consumers that need to be warned. Health officials in Tennessee and Illinois this week said they were investigating cases of botulism-like illnesses that appeared connected to Botox injections received in a non-medical setting. Imagine that. Botulism-like illnesses from a botulism-based treatment. Who could have seen that coming? Botulism is caused when a toxin attacks the body's nerves and causes muscle weakness in the face, mouth, and throat. Symptoms can include blurred vision, drooping eyelids, slurred speech, and difficulty swallowing. For the record, a purified form of the botulism bacteria that causes the above conditions is used in Botox and is approved by the FDA. Here's another idea. Live with the wrinkles. Flat skin doesn't make up for a lack of personality if you don't have one. The world has far too many issues that go beyond one's wrinkled skin. Quit the narcissism. One could be the prettiest woman on the planet, but if that person has no personality or quality brain cells, I don't want to know them. A wrinkled face is better than a wrinkled personality. Four patients in Tennessee reported symptoms that aligned with botulism after receiving cosmetic injections, and two of them were hospitalized. Officials said they believed the injections were from a counterfeit product. Two people in Illinois were also hospitalized and reported botulism-like symptoms after receiving either Botox or a possibly counterfeit version of the product. Quote, receiving these treatments in unlicensed, unapproved settings can put you or your loved ones at serious risk for health problems. Please only seek cosmetic services under the care of licensed professionals trained to do these procedures and who use FDA-approved products, unquote, said Samir Vohra, director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. She added, quote, if you are experiencing any health problems after a recent cosmetic treatment, please contact your healthcare provider immediately for help and assistance, unquote. And that is today's consumer warning. News story number 144.5. Portfolio investors have amassed one of the largest bullish positions in U.S. gasoline futures and options, anticipating that prices will continue climbing over the next few months. Okay, I have one extremely rhetorical question. Is there anyone on the face of this planet who doesn't see that opinion as so completely obvious a fifth grader would know? Summer gas prices almost always increase. It's almost as sure as death and taxes in one's life. Relatively low inventories, employment gains, strong household income growth, and the prospect of an active hurricane season are expected to keep gasoline consumption high and inventories under pressure. And let's not forget, the changeover to pricier summer blends and summer vacations everyone seemingly takes each year. In addition, Ukraine's drone attacks on refineries in Russia threaten to tighten the international supply situation even further and have prompted the Biden administration to warn Ukraine's government to change its targeting. Domestic consumption has been trending structurally lower since 2007 as a result of improvements in fuel economy, ethanol blending, and more recently, the deployment of electric and hybrid vehicles. However, lower domestic use has been more than offset by strong growth in exports, mostly to Mexico and other countries in Latin America, which has kept overall refinery production trending higher. Strong domestic consumption, just as I stated, during the peak summer driving season is likely to cause inventories to tighten and exert upward pressure on prices in 2024. Nearly half of the total refinery capacity in the U.S. is located along the Gulf of Mexico on the coast of Texas and Louisiana. Every year, there is a small but non-zero chance refinery processing will be disrupted by a direct hit from a major hurricane, which lasts from about June through November, you know, for the hurricane season. On April 5, U.S. gasoline inventories were 5 million barrels below the prior 10-year seasonal average. Stocks had been as much as 7 million barrels above seasonal average in late January. The depletion is being blamed on a site-wide power failure at BP's massive refinery in Whiting, Indiana, which lasted for more than a month at the start of February. I don't know, just one? Come on. For the record, U.S. retail gasoline prices averaged $3.54 per gallon in March. Inflation-adjusted prices have risen from a recent low of $3.22 just 3 months ago, but are still well below the recent high of $5.42 in June of 2022 after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So if you live on property where you can stock up on gasoline, do so soon because the prices are just going to keep going up. Thank you for listening. You know the mantra, question authority, and always be free.
Thank you for listening to News Folder 19. All rights are reserved and unauthorized use is prohibited. However, you may share the podcast links. Till next time, have a great day.